Social justice and environmental conservation are of great value in our community, but are often separated as two different subjects. Take a closer look, however, and we see the issues overlap in some crucial ways, revealing that protecting the environment is in fact compatible with social justice. Environmental discrimination can be defined as the unfair and unequal placement of toxic waste sites, such as landfills, factories, and incinerators, in or nearby minority and or underprivileged communities who do not have the power or means to retaliate against big corporations. Higher income communities reap greater benefits than lower income communities who have the burden of waste, transportation, and manufacturing facilities that higher income populations do not. These lower income areas are thereby exposed to the toxicity of pollutants they are inconvenienced with, promoting disabilities and health problems such as asthma and obesity. As the tier of society with the smallest amount of power, the underprivileged districts are largely unable to control the laws and regulations protecting them, with little to no representation in local politics to support a change. Large amounts of stress are induced by the higher concentration of environmental burdens on lower income neighborhoods, accompanied by the lack of access to environmental benefits. The stress is enhanced by the tendency for an impoverished society to have more rigorous yet lower income jobs, unsafe living conditions, and health issues due to the inability to pay for higher quality groceries. These health issues may be accented by the lack of green spaces that the mind and body require to remain in good physical shape. Real-life examples of this atrocity come by the dozens, but one strikes me in particular, reaching to me all the way from the West Grove community in Miami, Florida, a largely African-American community in the 1960s. From 1925 to 1970, these predominantly poor citizens were affected by an electricity-producing trash incinerator nicknamed Old Smoky, from which the surrounding African-American population got no service. In a New York Times article, former resident Elaine Taylor recalls running home to escape ash falling from the skies. An estimated average of a ton of soot was produced each day by this incinerator. Health problems rose in the overall populations, and disabilities in children were exponentially increasing. Old Smoky was addressed as a public nuisance by officials, but despite this acknowledgement, the project was expanded in 1961. Officials only started to take interest once the pollution began affecting surrounding predominantly white neighborhoods who were active in legal battles to close the incinerator. African-American communities remained largely disregarded. A far more recent controversy relevant to the protection of our environment you should all be informed of is the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. The community overseeing the $3.8 billion project's blatant disregard for the Standing Rock Sioux tribes' cultural sites and health threats, especially to the tribe's source of drinking water, sparked a nationwide outcry. The pipeline's purpose was to transfer crude oil from domestic wells to American consumers. However, the smallest leak in this pipeline could contaminate the entire tribe's drinking supply. Over 3,300 leaks had happened since 2010 during the peak of the protests, putting the odds of contamination at almost certain. The energy transfer partners' lack of compassion towards these tribes and urgency to move forward with the plan disturbed the American population, provoking outrage. The center of action remained at the Standing Rock Indian Reservation in North and South Dakota, where unnecessarily brutal police force was meant to frighten protesters into submission. Photo evidence litters the internet to this day, reminding us of the crimes committed against the land and its people. These issues interfere with the morals that most of us here at UU have about keeping a clean and healthy earth, but they also go against the UU principles on the inherent worth and dignity of every person. To begin repairing the damage done by us as humans against other humans and against our one and only earth, I invite you to take steps to end environmental discrimination and bring justice to our world. You can do so by simply educating yourself on the subject at hand and getting involved in your community to influence local politics in a positive way. Attending protests and signing petitions are other impactful actions you could possibly make for environmental justice. Never for one minute think that you don't have a say in what happens in your world. Make connections and utilize them. Spread word of important current events that may be overlooked. Make it known that environmental injustice is a very real threat in our communities. You have a voice. If you want to be heard, then scream. Please remain seated as we sing verse 3 of We'll Build the Land.